she explained this. She was saying there were times when it was very hard to find the food amongst people. And the big game was very scarce. And therefore, sometimes it was necessary to request that the shaman or the traditional practitioner to set up a shaking tent to search around to locate the big game animals or any other game that is required for survival, for food. And in that, she says, was a good use of such activity. And then she repeats saying that for someone to cause other person not to be able to have or to be successful in hunting, which was used at times like that. And there she stopped to explain her meaning. She said, when a person uses the shaking tent, or a person who is a shaman, can cause other person he wishes to bother, to cause them not to be successful in hunting. And usually there was a hardship in the family of such person or a group of people. And therefore, there are times when the group that have been bothered by us such person would retaliate and sometimes led to the hurting other person or even kill other person. And in that situation, it cannot be said it was totally a good thing, or let alone say it was a church. That was her answer about the question when I asked, was it a religion or was it not? And then later on, she began to talk about other things that some experience she has with her work. She works with the alcohol problem, which is we call Alcohol Anonymous, kind of a service for the community. She's a head for that. She works for that. And she tells us her experience with that problem. She talks about the people who have the problem with alcohol and those who want to change or seek some help. Some young people do not believe even the 12 steps of recovering from the alcohol problem is not enough or is not working. And some of them even say that even the church is not working. It doesn't serve them the need or give them any strength or any help to quit of alcohol. And that some of them are seeking other kinds of help, and some are seeking the help into the old traditional practice, which she calls traditional activity, which means using the spiritual practices that was used long time ago. And she find that in that case, many other things, services that are offered are not working for some group because they do not believe it's working and therefore seek deeper meaning of the traditional practices that are hoping to find one particular way to help them to stop being abused alcohol or being enslaved to the alcoholism, which caused many other family problems amongst the community members.